morning, all.
Good morning, sir.
So we're up to Perek Yud-Beis, chapter 12 over here. And Mishnah Hey. So the last two Mishnayos of the Perek continue to discuss various laws of the Malacha of Kosev, and in particular, we're going to be discussing the rabbinic prohibitions and not really the biblical prohibitions anymore. So Kasav B'mashkin, let's say a person wrote something out with some liquids, but in particular like a dark liquid, like a black liquid, B'meif Peros, or let's say someone used the juice from fruits. Ba'avak Derachem, Avak HaSofrim, or let's say if someone used, so Avak HaSofrim, that's like it's like the dried up ink from a well, from an inkwell, the dust of the road, so a person is using that to spell out letters. Basically anything in the world that you can imagine that you could write with that's not permanent, or it's not real ink, it's just, you know, just something temporary, like drawing in the sand or something like that. So Pater, in all these cases, biblically he is... he's exempt, but rabbinically he is not exempt. It's still prohibited. Don't do me to Rabbanan. Okay, but here's a whole other slew of cases. So la'achar yadu, let's say a person does it literally with like the back of his hand. So imagine someone's writing something and basically is holding the pen like this. Right, his hand, the back of his hand is facing down towards the actual paper, and he's writing like this. So if he does something like that, biraglo bepiv uvemar peiko, or he uses his feet, his mouth, or his elbow to hold the pen and to write. Kasav osa chasamach laksav, or let's say someone writes a single letter next to a letter that was already written, let's say before Shabbos or something like that. Kasav al gabi kasav, or someone kind of traces over two letters on Shabbos, or niskabi nechtov ches v'kasav shnei zainin. So to write a ches, the letter ches in the Torah. So what they do is nowadays even they make two zions and they put like a line in between those two. So let's say a person wants to write the ches, but actually they make the two zions and they don't connect them. So that would be another case, and we'll see what the halacha is in a second. Echad ba'aretz v'echad ba'kora. Let's say a person writes in a building. He writes one letter on the ceiling and one letter on the floor. Kasav al shnei kasei abayis, where a person writes on that wall and this wall. In other words, two walls that are not connected. We said one case is when you write in the corner of a room when the two walls are connected, but two totally separate walls. Al shnei dapei pinkas, or a person's writing on a ledger, and again, two totally different parts of the ledger, so they're not connected at all. Vein negin ze'im ze'. And in all these cases, these final cases that we've said, that the letters basically cannot be read together. If you have a letter on the right wall and a letter on the left wall, you would not think to read those together. So in all these cases, Pater. So Midaraisa, he is exempt, but Midarabanan, still you cannot do that on Shabbos. Then the end of this Mishnah, Kasav Os Achas Notarikon. So let's say a person writes the letter Kuf to signify the word carbon, right? He writes an abbreviation, but only a one-letter abbreviation. Rabbi Yeshua Ben-Maseirah Mechayrav, so Rabbi Yeshua Ben-Maseirah says, you know what, that's basically like you wrote the whole word, so therefore you're Chayv HaChem Pochim, and the Chem say that, no, Midar Rabbanan, you are... you cannot do this. So midaraisa, it would be permitted. And then finally, the last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Vav, Hakosev Shdei Osios B'Shtei HaAlamos. Let's say, so remember, we spoke about this idea of if a person writes two letters in one single lapse of awareness, right? He forgot that it was Shabbos or something like that. So in that situation, if you do that, you write those two letters in that forgetting that it was Shabbos moment, then you would be Chayav Korban Chata. So Hakosev Shdei Osios B'Shtei HaAlamos. But let's say a person writes one letter now. I forgot it was Shabbos and I write one letter now. And then I remember it's Shabbos and 2 hours later, you know what, I forgot it was Shabbos again, and I write a second letter, so a case like that, or Achas Shachris V'Achas Bein Arbaim, or let's say a person wrote one letter in the morning, and then in the afternoon he wrote another letter, and seemingly in both of these cases, the cases that he forgot that it was Shabbos, or maybe he didn't even remember in the first place, but since there was so much time between the morning and the afternoon, and he really should have figured out that it was Shabbos between, you know, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., and since he didn't figure that out, even though... he should have figured that out, but he did not. So in that case as well, Rabban Gamliel Mechayev, a person says that since you have these two separate lapses of awareness, even though they're two separate lapses of awareness, we basically view it as one full lapse of awareness, and therefore you still would be chayev to bring a korban chatas in that situation. But v'chacham potrim, the chacham say no. If you had a single lapse of awareness, and then you remembered it was Shabbos and then had a second lapse of awareness, then we do view that as two separate lapses of awareness, and therefore we do not say that that person would be chayav to bring korban chatas. In fact, you would be exempt. And that brings us to the end of Perek Yud Beis, and God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Perek Yud Gimel.